Ready, guys? Let's go.
Hello, Amanda Smith here from Sporty on Radio National. And in an effort to find enjoyable ways to exercise that take the work out of workout, I've come to a dance studio. Over the years, I've had a go at a fair few different dance styles. Apart from ballet, I've done a little bit of ballroom dancing and also tapping. But something I've never tried is Bollywood dancing. Over the years, I've had a go at a fair few different dance styles. I mean, apart from ballet, I've done a little bit of ballroom dancing and a bit of tapping, for example. But something I've never done is Bollywood dancing. Natasha Bavija is teaching me. She runs her own school. Natasha, what is Bollywood dancing? What defines the style?
It's a very energetic form of dance. There is lots of beats. It's a vibrant, it's a colourful form of dance activity. It's not, I would say, something similar to ballet, which has a lot of discipline and a lot of technique and things like that. But Bollywood today, or more so what we would say is modern Bollywood, is infused with Latin beats, hip-hop beats. So it's something that people come to you know, release their stress. Bollywood today is all about, you know, how do you get to have a good time?
And so you've mentioned some of those sort of influences in it, hip hop and Latin. What's the traditionally Indian movement in it?
The Indian component, from a classical perspective anyways, it would be very much your postures are very defined.
As I understand it, there are many different forms of Indian classical dance. Are there particular forms that sort of dominate as they've come into being used in Bollywood dancing?
Yes, I would probably say that Bhangra, which is a folk dance, it comes from Punjab. This is North India. I would probably say that is being used a lot more purely because it's very fast, it's very energetic. So people seem to resonate with that dance form a fair bit.
Natasha, do Indians regard Bollywood dance as authentically Indian, given it's got all these influences from outside of India as well?
That's a really good question. So I think it depends. There are still a lot of movies that have very traditional pieces because they want to showcase what it used to be like in the olden days. Or the theme of the movie will be such that they really want to concentrate on the pure Indian classical part. So I think depending on the theme of the movie and the music, you will see movies with something that's extremely modern Bollywood, which I wouldn't say is authentic Indian, but it's more fusion pieces. And then at the same time, you'll have movies which has history attached to that, and they will actually retain the Indian classical form of dance in that, which is very authentic.
Well, with Bollywood dance classes taking off outside of India and being done by non-Indians like me, is it generally regarded as okay for non-Indians to learn and perform Bollywood dancing, or is it sort of appropriating a culture that's not mine?
I actually think people who are not from the Indian background, I feel that they appreciate the dance because this is a brand new cultural experience for them. This is something, you know, they've grown in themselves to learn something absolutely new. And for us as well, to be able to share our culture and history with them in a way of dance, which is, you know, it's a great form of community building and connecting with people, is fantastic. But even, I guess, you know, from people from an Indian background, they see it as a way of connecting back to the roots because they're so far detached from the culture in itself by not being there in India.
So in India, Natasha, are Bollywood dance classes also popular as a thing that ordinary people do for a bit of recreation, for a bit of fun, for a bit of fitness as they've become here?
So many. They're like countless classes. It's something that's part of our culture. We've grown up with it. If you see the movies, it's always got a song and a dance. You know, that's what I've seen from the age of three. And that's actually, in fact, how I got into dancing as well, by watching the movies and learning the dance, which then transpired into getting training, formal training into my dance. And then that's now become a profession.
And that's interesting, because I was going to ask you that. So you started learning by watching the movies.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So I would have been 3 or 4 and, you know, the movies and the songs would be playing on TV and I wouldn't stop until I've actually learned the entire routine of the song. And
you were meant for this.
I hope so. And, you know, I was probably about 8 or 9 where I used to host my own events as well, where I would get all the kids from the neighborhood and I would teach them the, you know, the routines. And we would almost have a bit of a show in our backyard. It's so part of our culture that it's something that everybody grows up with, and hence it's just very natural to have, you know, a lot of classes, and people take that as a form of fitness as well.
Okay, well, can I get you to show me, before the class starts, maybe show me some basic moves?
Sure.
I've got runners on. Do I keep shoes on, or is
yeah,
it...
Yeah, you can do that. Yep, okay. That's totally fine.
I thought you might do it barefoot.
Classical is, whereas Bollywood is more jumpy, so it's completely okay to wear your shoes for that one.
Great. All right.
So the first move I'll show you today is a hip shaking move. And what I do with that is you basically have one leg out,
yep,
and then you put one hand on your hip,
yep,
and the other one goes behind your head like that.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Okay.
And you open your hands a little bit so they're a bit stretched out. And all you're doing here is you're just moving your hips side to side. You're going up and then you're sitting down as well. And you can change the pace of that to make it faster. So you go up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down. Makes you feel pretty cool, doesn't it?
Pretty saucy.
I know. So that's really, really popular. You'll see, I would probably say this is the most popular move that you have in Bollywood. The other one is what we call the dribbling move. And that, it looks like almost like you're about to play basketball and you're dribbling the ball a little bit. So the hands are going to go to the side and they're just dribbling down on the floor.
So my hands in front of me and I'm just sort of patting, like, yep, I'm patting a ball with both hands.
Yep. Yep. And then you bring it up towards roof and then you're doing the same
thing. Oh, okay. Yeah, I've seen that. Okay, yep. So it's like do 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 down and then up 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 up. And do you do hips at the same time?
Yeah, so the other thing what we add is the hip and as well as your footwork. So the footwork is like as if a horse is kind of galloping, right? So this is like, we call it a horse step, and your hips moving at the same time.
Woo!
So a bit like your hip shaking, yep, and your horse galloping happening at the same time, plus then you add your hands to that and you go dribble, dribble, up, up, dribble, dribble, up, up. That's it.
Okay, there's a lot going on there, but I think that's good. Great. Yeah. Thank you.
No worries. My pleasure.
So now I get to join the class and meet a few of the other students.
I'm going to play the song just so you can pick up on the tempo and the beats. And then when I take you through the routine, you should be able to put that together.
My name is Supriya Rana. I've been coming here since 1 year, a year and a half.
And of all the dance styles you could have chosen, why did you choose Bollywood dancing?
It's just something I really enjoy personally. It's very energetic. It, you know, just brings out another personality, another character, and I don't really have to think too much. I can just do whatever I want. I know no one is judging me, and this is just something I do as a hobby. So, you know, it's a good fitness. Why not? Yeah.
All warmed up? Yes? Awesome. Okay, so the song that we just played is the song that we're learning today. Just the hand work first. You're gonna go up, so both hands go up, and then both hands will come down, right? You're gonna flick your leg to go cross. So you're gonna go 1, 2.
My name is Lisa Janeja.
Okay, so you've gone?
I started a little over a year ago because I was getting married to my now Indian husband.
Okay, so this was why? To connect you to his culture or?
I needed some dance moves for the wedding because everybody's a really good dancer. And so I've seen videos on YouTube of everybody dancing along, and his cousins actually expected a choreographed performance at one of the events.
From you?
Yes.
Was the wedding actually in India?
Yes, in Delhi.
Okay, so how did you go then?
Oh, good, good.
I mean, with the dance moves.
Oh, we spent the whole night on the dance floor. So it's really good.
And you felt you could keep up with everyone because of what you'd learned?
Yes. In fact, last time I was there, I was doing some Bhangra, which is a traditional Punjabi dance that my husband's actually Punjabi. And his aunts were commenting on how good I was at doing their traditional dance because I'd learned it here.
Well, that is praise indeed. Well done.
They're very impressed.
This is so fast and full on and energetic.
Yes, I think that's the whole idea of it. So you get fit and you have fun at the same time.
If you don't sweat in my class,
I've disappointed myself.
I'm sweating.
So from here, you're gonna go up, down, up, down. So it's actually twice. So you hear a beat in the song where it goes dun, 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 na, na. That section is just a beat, two beats you hear, right? Make sense? Yeah, this let's try that. Slowly.
Putting foot here, big foot here, and then there.
Correct, yeah. It's actually the same leg. That's right. So it's actually the same leg, right? Your hands are going as you step, your hands come out. As you're turning, hands go in, right? It's very, very crisp, and it's very fast. Right, let's try that.
Hi, my name is Ananya, Ananya Roy, and I'm basically from India. And I'm actually a professional dancer back in my home. And
professional been, Bollywood dancer, yes. Classical Indian dancer?
Yes, classical Indian plus fusion Bollywood dancer.
Right. Okay.
And so I've joined here recently. It's been 3 days, like three consecutive classes, but I'm finding it really to my roots. And also it's a fusion of Australian sense as well as Indian, so it's a really new opportunity.
Like me, you're puffed after the class. It
yes.
is very, very aerobic, this
yes,
dance style.
Yes, today is one specifically. It is very much, I am totally exhausted after just this 40 minutes class.
How does that feel? You feel warm? You feel like you worked out?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Awesome.
That is exhausting.
I hope you enjoyed.
Yeah, I did. It was a bit beyond me, but it's pretty amazing. It's very complicated.
It is, but then like after a couple of classes, you get the routine and then it starts getting easier as well. So yeah, I think at the end it's all about having fun.
And I guarantee it will definitely improve your aerobic fitness. Bollywood dancing is so exuberant and also life-affirming, really. I'm Amanda Smith from Sporty on Radio National, giving it a go on your behalf. Another of a whole heap of things that I'm road testing as suggestions for ways to get some exercise that's enjoyable and where you get so caught up in the activity that it doesn't feel like exercising.